We do not understand what Christmas means. How could we possibly understand the greatest gift that has been given? In our attempts to try to understand, we have invented Christmas. You think about what we see coming out every year in our stores, the greenery and the bells, the Christmas carols playing in the background that talk about a winter wonderland or kissing underneath the mistletoe or chestnuts roasting by the fire. We celebrate our devotion to the season by waking up early that Friday after Thanksgiving. Excuse me now, the evening of Thanksgiving to go spend our money in the stores. And we talk about the season, we talk about catching the Christmas spirit, and yet, is that what Christmas is about? We think about the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and Charlie Brown saying, well, can anybody tell me what Christmas is about? And we know Linus comes forward to tell him about Luke's account of the birth of Jesus. And today we think, despite all the distractions out there, and maybe you do like to put your decorations up and the bows and the little Christmas villages, but we know it's the manger scene that's most important. And the simple phrase, God loves us. That simple phrase, we say it, but do we understand it? We will spend the rest of our lives, and by God's grace and mercy, the rest of eternity, comprehending that one simple statement, God loves us. We think about that famous passage in John chapter 3. You heard read at the lighting of the candle. And the Bible verse that so many of us Baptists memorized, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. And do we remember the context of those verses? Do we remember that one of the great Jewish teachers came to Jesus? His name was Nicodemus. And he came to Jesus in the middle of the night, perhaps because he didn't want to become part of the grand show that was going on during the day. Perhaps he didn't want people seeing him coming to Jesus. He wanted to get outside of the popularity of it all and ask Jesus, well, what is the essential part of your ministry? And it's at that point that Jesus says, God so loved the world that he sent his son. And that simple statement, that is what Christmas is about. Now, as we think about this, on this day, on this Sunday, as we approach Christmas Day this year, we remember that Jesus could have entered into the world in some radically different ways. God had every right to send judgment on us. There could have been a cracking of the sky with legions of angels. There could have been flaming swords. But Jesus did not enter the world that way. He entered the world through the womb of Mary. He endured the painful process of childbirth. He submitted himself to the vulnerability of being a human infant. He didn't sit on a throne from the beginning, but he allowed parents to wrap him in clothes and put him in a food trough that animals ate from. He did not demand devotion, but he accepted the humble devotion of the shepherds who came to see him. And that is what Christmas is about. We do not understand it. We cannot understand the incarnation, but we will never forget it. That is what we celebrate every year. And at the heart of it is this image of love. It's not the love that we typically show. We put all sorts of strings on the love that we show. If you're pretty, if you're kind, if you're smart, if you treat me in the way that I want to be treated, then I will love you. That's not the love that we're talking about here. The love we are talking about is a sacrificial love, that God loved us to the point that He did not spare His Son. And this is the love that the Apostle Paul recounts in the book of Romans, beginning with chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. When then shall we say to this? What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, will He not also give us all things with Him? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is what Christmas is about, God's love for us. And in the midst of wintertime, when we feel like we are retreating from the world because it's a hostile world and it's surrounding us, in the midst of the darkness, a flame burns, and it is the flame of God's love. It is the greatest gift of all. It is the greatest love of all.